Let it out, just one.
No, that's one. All you.
She's finally here, let's go!
Oh boy.
See you, America. See you soon.
I don't have butterflies. I have an octopus inside of me.
Oh god.
He swiped right.
Oh!
And I,
oh!
Yeah! This is the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Oh
please
boy.
Be real.
Oi, amor.
Oi.
We just arrived in JFK.
That's a bad bitch!
I'm here in the New York.
Yes.
New world for me.
Oh my.
You look so good. So good.
She's Chase, she's getting
Let's get it going. We're going here for
I'll be coming to Kansas City to spend the rest of my life with you.
We've only spent 7 days together and we're gonna get married.
Does she really love you for you and not to money? Because you think you know somebody, but you really don't.
Muhammad was completely shredded.
Oh, she's an older
he's
woman.
Half my age, but he said he wanted to marry me.
He was a virgin, wasn't he?
Was he yes.
Virgin? Oh! You have a past. Cheating on people.
Oh!
Do you even trust me?
No.
I mean, right now I don't even know.
How do you not know?
We're getting married in 2 days.
I mean, are we?
You told me.
One thing's for
sure. Those foreigners don't play that.
You better not get pregnant.
Okay.
Oh boy,
damn,
here we go.
We're ready.
I can't even believe we are doing a pregnancy test right now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wow!
You told me, oh, you're wearing a bikini, you're naked.
I was not naked. I don't want to be judged. I'm a grown-ass woman.
You're going to be my wife. Are you going to choose a bikini over me?
So crazy.
Crazy?
Drink
I know
beer
crazy.
In the morning?
No.
You see, what's happening is that these American women are starting to find out that they don't play that bullshit overseas. They don't play that fucking bullshit. That dude's like, I don't trust you because you've cheated on you have the past in cheating. This bitch is posting pictures of her of herself in a bikini. I'm a grown ass woman. Da 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 da. Okay, you're a grown ass woman. So guess what? You're about to get these grown ass facts. High value men that are worth the damn are not gonna put up with a woman putting bikini pics of herself up online. Fuck out of here with that nonsense. These fucking whores.
Living with my brother, it's gonna be really awkward.
I live here too.
Yeah.
Your family.
That's my family too. So you guys got to figure out whatever
you and me
it is.
Come first. Living with his parents, he's definitely going to have to change.
I feel like I'm being given an ultimatum.
Exactly.
Oh, well, here we go.
This prenup gives me a reality check.
Do you want to take everything that I have?
The person I fell in love with was the guy I met in Trinidad.
Jump on in, explain, and bring him outside.
We treat you like a sister, but like...
You don't treat me like a sister.
She don't respect us. She don't respect him. And I think she's psycho.
I'm not going to marry you guys. I'm marrying Binyam.
Oh! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! What? Hold the fucking phone. Let's get it going. God damn it. I need to see that again. Hold the fuck up. The bitch threw a drink in her fucking face. Dude.
Us? She don't respect him. And I think she's psycho.
I'm not going to marry you guys. I'm marrying Binyam.
You fucking bitch. Nah, they don't play that shit. They don't play that shit at all. Fucking sister said, boop.
My name is Bilal. I'm 42 years old, and I live in Kansas City, Missouri.
KC.
I am what you would call hood bougie.
Oh, my God. Hood bougie.
Bougie is high maintenance.
Okay, this guy.
Kind of going just a little bit beyond the norm, you know? Instead of drinking your normal bottle of water, you may drink sparkling water.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I appreciate nice things. Nice suits. Love watches. However, at the end of the day, you know, I didn't grow up in the suburbs. I grew up in the hood. That really makes me who I am.
I did like that suit,
I'm
though.
The type of person that's listening to Tupac by driving to Whole Foods.
This dude. Okay, so, like, I understand. See, what he's trying to be alpha fucks beta bucks. That's really what this comes down to, is trying to be alpha fucks, beta bucks.
I'm laid back. I'm energetic, but obviously I do have my quirks like anybody. I'm pretty mildly, conservatively, minimally OCD. I'm putting this back in because it doesn't belong out like that.
This dude is paid.
Being detail-oriented has for sure helped me achieve some of the successes that I have had. You know, where I'm at right now in life, you know, I'm very grateful because coming from, you know, where a lot of inner city kids, specifically black kids, some of us don't make it out, you know, and I'm extremely fortunate that I've been able to achieve the American dream.
I don't buy that this guy's from the hood. I don't think he's from the hood at all. I really don't. Listen, I could be wrong, but the fact that he talks about it a lot, he's trying to prove something to us. Right? He's trying to be the Tupac with a degree ass nigga. Like, that's what he's trying to be. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but he keeps talking about how he's from the hood. Okay, what? That's something to be proud of? I don't know. We'll have to continue watching, but something doesn't smell right with this guy's backstory. Damn, he's got that motherfucking E-class, bitch!
I contribute everything that I've done well in my life to my faith. I was born and raised Muslim in a Muslim household. You know, we pray 5 times a day. And it's really the center of who I am. It's the root of what makes Bilal Bilal.
There we go.
Perfecto. All
right. Awesome.
Oh, boy.
I am a real estate investor, and I'm also a real estate agent.
Okay. I'm not saying that this is wrong of him to do, but this is really his OCD and his need to have everything in the right place. This is starting to bleed into feminine traits. Like, listen, man, listen. I like a clean place as much as the next guy, right? I like a clean place as much as the next woman. But dude, all of this adjusting and that to me, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but that shit gets old with women real quick. Now, if you have a woman who is OCD, as long as she stays the fuck out of my ear, I'm good. Stay the fuck out of my ear with your OCD, straighten up everything, great. Your OCD, make sure my place is fucking pristine. That I can deal with. But women do not like, women don't like being with men like this, because this kind of, that's feminine. I'm not saying that he is feminine, but dude, taking pride in the fact as a man that you're OCD, everything has to be straight, that's doing too much.
Today,
yeah, that's doing way too much.
Showing a client, but it's not just any client. This particular person, I definitely know their needs, their wants, and exactly like what they're looking for.
This is mom.
Hey,
Salaam alaikum, sister soldier.
What's going on?
So.
Yeah, the neighborhood looks good.
Your bathroom, full bath, right over that area. Today's client.
This dude didn't grow up in the hood, man.
Client is actually my ex-wife. This is where the.
What the fuck are you having anything to do with your ex-wife for? Huh? Like, dude, what are we doing? Oh, my God.
What they say, the magic happens. This is you and your husband, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful bedroom, spacious.
I love it.
Right?
I love it. Well, that's my ex-husband and my real estate agent. I really only trust him. We're still maintaining a great relationship, and we're still friends. I think we're better friends now than we were when we were married, but yeah.
And then you have your beautiful, massive closet.
And you know I need closet space.
We know how you do. We were married for 10 years, and we have 2 amazing children. Our daughter, Zaina, who's 16, and our son, Yusuf, who is 13 years old.
This is funny. They they blurt out the word Lakers as if we don't know this is the Lakers.
Now, you do know that this is like 45 minutes from your house, so you're going to be dropping the kids off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is a quite a bit of drive.
So we're going to have to be working out a schedule where we can meet halfway or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we went through our divorce 7 years ago, it was a very rough time.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you love somebody and how much you want things to work, nothing can prevent a person from like waking up one morning and saying, you know, like, I'm not in love with you anymore.
Oh boy.
You know, I felt like I was a failure. You know, I failed my children.
No, your ex-wife made you feel like a failure. Look where this dude is now. This dude, listen, he's a good-looking dude. He's got money for suits. He's got a nice car, a nice house. How the fuck is that a failure? How the fuck is that a failure? Jesus Christ.
So,
this is guys, I'm trying to tell you, this is the scourge of black women, man. This is what black women do.
When I met Shida, you know, it was a gift.
You light me up inside and make me come alive. You know you hit me lie.
She's 37 years old. She's a yoga instructor.
I'm sitting here enjoying this beautiful weather.
And she's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Love you.
She's a hoe, man. You can already tell.
Shida and I have some mutual friends on social media. Out of the blue one day, she got into the DMs and she expressed that she was interested.
You would always be incredible and beautiful in my eyes.
I thought she was very beautiful. But her name, I was like, it is way too close to my ex-wife's name. Shida and Shahida. Their name is so similar that I actually avoided talking to Shida because of her name initially. But finally, you know, I couldn't resist.
This dude. This
one
dude.
Of the things that.
So this dude made him. So it appears that he is making the same mistake. He's making the same mistake. I guess this woman that he is pursuing is just another version of his ex-wife. Now, this new girl looks better than his ex-wife, but dude, the fact that she is, I mean, I don't care that she's Muslim. She's a yoga instructor and she's an Instagram model, la da 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 da. Oh my God.
That I absolutely love about Shida is just her drive. She's an entrepreneur. She started her yoga business. She has a will to want more in life.
Oh, we're saying you were here with me.
And we were talking and things were vibing well. And then I was like, I have to see you. I have to see you in person. And that's when I made plans to visit her. The one and only. Seeing her, it was really great. She's very shy when she doesn't know you. Sometimes an uncomfortable shy.
She didn't look too shy when she was taking them pictures, though.
Ines.
Stop being shy.
But the beauty of her is as she starts to be around you much more.
Oh, look at that.
More than she starts to open up.
Uh-huh.
I spent 7 days in Trinidad.
All right, so let's start studying this body language here, guys.
So we only spent actually 7 days together physically before we decided that, okay, this is official. I always kind of had, like, in the back of my mind an idea, perhaps, that, hey, if she's what I think she is, I'm going to bring a ring just in case.
Oh,
and
my God.
And just in case did come to pass.
Oh, my God. Oh,
she
no.
She said yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And we applied for the K-1 visa. So
oh!
So that we can start our lives here in America as soon as possible.
Oh, no. Nope. Hold up. There it is. Guys. There's a lot of talk in the manosphere about the fact that foreign women make better girlfriends, wives, and mothers. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. I've dated a few foreign women, but if they're here in America, they're pretty much all the same. But if you're going to go and get a wife in another country, you need to commit to stay in that country, because as soon as you bring that woman to America, it's over. American women will get a hold of her, and they will turn her against you. Do not bring foreign women to the United States, guys. It is always a bad idea.
Are we coming to Kansas City?
Yes, King Life says he likes her way more than she likes him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Geeky Anomaly says she's not shy. She was turned off. There you go. There it is. Yeah, she's not. Dude. And again, there's nothing wrong with a woman liking a man for his money. But I think this guy needs to understand that this is the only reason why she's taking interest in him. That's not a bad thing, but he needs to know in his mind, okay, this is why this woman likes me. You can tell she doesn't really, really like him like that. She just knows he's paid. That's it.
To Missouri, spend the rest of my life with you.
A couple of months after I visited Trinidad and Tobago, COVID-19 took over the world. So I have not physically seen Shida
close to 2 years now. I have some pretty big...
He hasn't seen her in close to 2 years. Oh boy. Oh boy. The fact that he has not seen this woman for close to what the hell? I mean, long distance relationships don't work. They do not work. What's the over under on the amount of dick she's taken in that 2 years? Someone who looks like her? Fuck out of here.
Big news. So, remember Shida?
Yes.
And it's been a long process waiting for her, the visa, but we finally...
Do you see this whole interaction here? It is as though he is asking his ex-wife for permission to be with someone else. Because she's all, like she's going to give the thumbs up or thumbs down. Oh boy, this is all bad.
And she is going to be coming in town this weekend.
This weekend?
The fuck are you worried about?
I knew a little bit about Shida, but I really don't know too much about Bilal's dating life. If she leaves the socks on the floor...
There's going to be some issues.
She going to be out?
She might have to sleep on the couch. You know, I am meticulous a little bit.
You know what? This is interesting. This is very, very interesting. So his ex-wife, Shahida, knows that he is an... I mean, Devin says OCD is a mental illness. I mean, I didn't know that. I thought OCD was just, you know, just the need to just have everything in place. But dude, this guy's fucking extreme. She's talking about socks on the... Dude, I got a sock on the floor here in the studio.
I'm a little OCD.
Yes,
a little bit.
You are crazy.
Yeah, crazy good though. Crazy is not always bad.
Okay. I'm not surprised that it's taken Bilal 7 years to find love again.
Translation. Bilal has no game. She knows Bilal has no game. She just literally told us. It's not surprising that Bilal took 7 years to find love again. She knows.
Bilal's very picky, and I wish them luck.
Oh my God, she has no respect for this guy. She's like, I wish them luck.
Obviously, she'll be, you know, at the house with the children. I know I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we just on the, you know, the same page.
Yeah, and I appreciate.
I do like the shirt though that he has on. I've got one just like that.
That. So, do you feel comfortable enough to where you would marry this woman tomorrow?
Yeah, you know we.
Oh my God! No, no! Oh my God!
Actually,
why are people? This is why the red pill is necessary, guys. This is why the red pill is necessary. Guys, getting married is a fool's errand. It is a sucker's bet. It is a sucker's bet. Do not get married. Oh my God. Jesus, this dude is about to get married again.
You know, had, you know, our nikah spiritual.
Yeah, Edub says she never respected. Of course not. No, she never respected
union,
this dude.
You know, okay. There are a couple of things within our religion that we do not do. Like, we don't have sexual relationships before we get married. So Shida and I thought that it would be best to have a nikah. It's like a marriage, it's a spiritual union. Now, we're not married under the laws of the United States, but under the eyes of God, we are married so she can...
Okay, all right. Okay, not ask what's up. That's what's up. There you go. So this guy is accidentally protecting himself. They're not getting married under the laws of the United States. They're getting married under the eyes of God. Hey, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Just don't enter into a contract between your woman and the United States. So he probably doesn't realize that he is doing the right thing, but he is doing the right thing.
We can live at my home. We can be together.
How do you guys meet?
Really just through
The fuck does it matter?
Social media.
Brother, I know you be on Facebook flexing and all that other
stuff. I really don't.
Yeah, you really
do.
Not
so much.
So does she, do you think, or do you know, or are you...
These two are really like brother and sister. She has, like, dude, She is not turned on by this guy at all.
Does she really love you for you? Because, yeah, you know, we know you got your money. We know you drive a little Mercedes and...
Why gotta be a little?
You see that? She doesn't even acknowledge the fact that he's successful. You got your money. You drive your little Mercedes. See how she tries to marginalize his success? She has no respect for this guy. This guy is probably in the top 1% of income earners in the United States. When you drive a little Mercedes. Dude, a man who can buy a Mercedes, that's rare. Fuck out of here.
What I'm saying is women could be blinded by the lights, the glitz, and the glamour of she thinks you have.
Like you did? The reason why Shahida is concerned about the other lady with the similar name is because that's the reason she got with him. She's like, wait a minute, I'm the only gold-digging bitch in this household. She knows the reason why this other girl is trying to get with him is the same reason why she got with him in the first place. Takes one to know one.
Even though you think I stunt, I really don't. Like the funny thing is, like...
JBlaze11 says, this guy is a white girl in a black man's body.
I purposely, like, don't show what I have.
Are
like,
you serious?
Yeah, you know, God, she's never seen my house.
She doesn't know what she's about to be living at?
No, she doesn't seem like, you know, like even like when we video chat, you're looking at a wall. Like, I've never shown her some material things.
Stop the cap.
Of course he has. Guys, this dude is the quintessential example of a man who leads with his wallet. This is why he's trying to convince us that this girl coming into town has no idea how much money he has. It's always a wallet. Dude, come on. Come on. No, this guy is flat out lying. The reason why this woman is interested in him is because he has money and he's a Muslim. But this guy is going to sit here and try to convince us. No. She doesn't know anything about my money. Of course she does. Why the fuck do you think she slid into your DMs? Because she likes your smile? Come on, man.
Related to my success, because I wanted to see if she was really in it for me, not just what I have. Unfortunately, there are some people who they would consider gold diggers out there. And
let's be clear. There's nothing wrong with a woman whose number one priority as far as men go is money. It is literally the same thing as a man's number one priority in a woman. Is she fuckable? Now, money isn't everything and looks certainly aren't everything, but that's what gets you in the door. If you're a good-looking woman, if I want to fuck you, okay, there could be a chance. Chances are not, but all right. Number one, do I want to fuck you? Well, women, number one, can you take care of me financially? There's nothing wrong with that. That's not, to me, that's not being a gold digger. A gold digger is a woman who dates multiple men with money just to get stuff, right? If a woman wants to get with a guy because he is rich, well, I'm 21 years old. I want to marry that guy and have his kids because he's rich. I'm not mad at that. Because if I'm 38 years old and I want to marry that 21-year-old because she's hot, she doesn't have any kids, she apparently has a low body count and she wants to be with me. I'm good with that. I will never be a man who demonizes women who express directly or indirectly that their number one priority in a man is money.
There's a lot of things that we still don't know about each other. You know, you want somebody to love you or be with you for you versus in what you have.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Again, I can't blame this guy because he just doesn't know. But we as men, we have to understand that women do not love us for who we are. They love us for what we can provide. Now, there are certain character and personality traits. Maybe you're outgoing, maybe you're gregarious, maybe you're go-getter. Those things certainly factor in. And just because you have money and you're rich doesn't mean women are just going to be falling at your feet. You are going to have certain characteristics and certain traits that are going to make you more attractive to a woman. But that doesn't mean that she loves who you are, guys. A woman will never love you for who you are. That's okay. This is who women are. Women love opportunistically. Women and men and women, we love very, very differently. This guy leads with his wallet and he thinks, oh, well, all right. He's probably been burned in the past by gold diggers and decided, you know what? I'm not going to show her my Mercedes. I'm not going to show her my car. That's bullshit. He's absolutely showed it to her. He's absolutely showed it to her. And she was going to find out about it anyway. But if you're a man with money, leading with your wallet means you don't have anything else going on, as we can see. Just like a woman who shows a bunch of skin. Listen, the more skin she shows, the less she has to offer. Well, the same thing with guys. The more guys flex as far as their money, the less he has to offer outside of money.
That's pretty cool, though. That's a good little game to play, but yeah. You crazy for that one. Is she going to sign a prenup? Are you going to be protecting your assets?
I think it's important to have in place.
Yeah.
There are certain things that...
Translation. Don't fuck up my bottom line. She doesn't give a damn about this guy. The reason why she asked, listen, are you protecting your assets? Are you going to sign a prenup? She wants to make sure those child support checks keep coming.
I want to be able to protect, you know, for the kids.
Yeah.
So you don't want to marry somebody for a couple of months. The next thing you know, they got half of everything that you have. And they never helped build what
okay.
you have.
Okay.
I don't know if she's using him for money. I've never sat down and had a conversation with her. But I stand for my kids and just for their protection. And so in the end, I just hope that he puts his paperwork in to protect.
That's her reason to try to blow up this relationship. I'm doing it for the kids. The kids might be part of the reason, but she didn't really give a damn about her kids. She's worried about them child support payments. That's all that is.
Checked his assets as well as the...
King of Life says, wow, a woman actually told him to guard himself. Yes, the only reason why she told him to guard himself is because his financial well-being is connected to hers. If he becomes financially compromised, this affects her. That's the only reason why she's telling him to protect himself. You better protect yourself. She didn't give a fuck about him. She wants those child support payments to keep going. She didn't want those child support payments to change. That's all that is.
Kids, too. You need to have this in place because you think you know somebody, but you really don't.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Look at her. The only reason she's worried, and this is so funny. So many men mistake their ex-wife being concerned about the new girlfriend as, oh, she's jealous of my new girlfriend. Maybe she wants to get back with me. Maybe she does. Probably not. But one of the main reasons, especially if you have kids with another woman, the reason why she is, well, you got to protect yourself and you don't know people. The only reason is because that affects her directly. Period.
Yeah, sounds good. You just let me know what you need, and I'll be happy to help. Thanks.
Okay, so we've hit the 30-minute mark.